Hobart and William Smith College's attorney Lou Gard was recently appointed to fill the remainder of Charlie Evangelista's term on the Ontario County Board of Supervisors. Evangelista left the board after more than 20 years to become the Democratic Commissioner for the County Board of Elections. It's not the only change coming to Ontario County with elections around the corner. The Finger Lakes Times' Mike Hibbert has been covering county politics, and he joins me in studio. Mike, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
All right. Good to be here.
We talk a lot about city politics, I think, when we're talking about Geneva. We don't talk about county nearly so much, but we actually have some really big moves coming up in the county before too long. We're going into an election cycle with a primary, and the big election I think that we're all watching is the district attorney's race. Where do things stand? This has been an area where you've been reporting a great deal.
Well, we have two candidates. One is Jim Ritz, who is now the first assistant district attorney. Mike Tantillo is the DA now, as you may know. He's been the DA for 28 years, I believe, 38 years total in the office. He's retiring at the end of the year after almost 30 years as DA. And Mike's a recognizable figure not only in the county but throughout the state. He's done, in my opinion, done a very good job for a very long time, prosecuting cases in the county. Got a good staff, and Jim is his first assistant, sort of his right-hand man, so to speak, Mike's right-hand man, and he's running for the position later this year. He's going to be running, as of now, in a primary against Christina Carl. She's known as Kitty, is her nickname, and that's how she likes to be known. She's a former Monroe County District Attorney, Assistant District Attorney. Did that for about 10 years. Now she's in private practice, and that's a primary that should happen in September. And I believe they're also going to be on the ballot in November. They're also on different party lines. So it's very likely there'll be a primary and a general election between those two candidates.
Do I also recall correctly that there were some harsh words exchanged relatively early in this whole process?
There is. There's been, it's kind of a long story. I'll try to do the abridged version. There was a recent appellate court decision in a Monroe County sexual abuse case in which she was the prosecutor. She's not been in that office for several years now, Monroe County's DA's office. But she prosecuted a sexual abuse case involving a pastor in Rochester. That conviction was not overturned, but there were some harsh words sort of by the appellate court about prosecutorial misconduct. At the same time, Ms. Carl pointed to a case in Ontario County where there was a case of misconduct that resulted in a new trial being granted in an arson case in Canandaigua. So they've been going back and forth. I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, it's been pretty civil. On about maybe a 7 or a 6 or a 7, it's a high-profile position. Two people want the job very badly, and maybe there's going to be times where it gets a little bit, contentious, I'll say.
Well, and especially not quite as contentious as compared with, say, for example, some of the national campaigns that we've been seeing. And as you say, this is an unusual race just from the standpoint of the DA has been in place for such a long time. These are seats that simply don't come up that often. The primary is on September 12th. The general election is coming up on November 7th. I imagine we should probably touch base again after the primary and kind of get the lay of the land after that.
It'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. They're two very well-known people in prosecutorial circles. Jim's been a prosecutor, Jim Ritz, for many, many years. He's been with the DA's office now for close to 20 as an assistant. And Kitty Carl was with the Monroe County DA's office for, I think, 10 years or a little bit longer. Very well-known attorney. So you've got two people, to me, who are highly qualified for the position, no doubt about it. Just a matter of who the voters are going to go for. Both of them have a strong base in the county, and we'll see how it plays out.
Well, Mike, thanks so much for coming in. We'll definitely have to have you back real soon.
Sounds good, Kelly.